Good morning, and welcome once again to the reading of our daily devotional for Rhapsody of Realities. My name is Pastor Bola Lawal. Today is Sunday, October 31st, and the topic of our devotional this morning is Dominion Over Darkness. Our text is taken from the book of Colossians chapter 1 verses 12 and 13. Giving thanks unto the Father, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Pastor Chris says, being born again, you're superior to Satan. You defeated Satan in and with Jesus in Satan's own domain, hell. Colossians chapter 2 verse 15 says, and having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. When Jesus did this, you were in him. Hallelujah! Therefore, you're not under the authority, dominion, jurisdiction, or power of darkness. They can't affect your life anymore. Where you are is a realm they can't attain to or approach. It's the kingdom of God's dear Son. You're not supposed to be at the mercy of demons. But the problem is that many in the church haven't exercised their authority and dominion over Satan and the powers of darkness. In dealing with Satan, there's no need for argument or pointless tussle. Jesus didn't say, you shall push away or tussle with devils in my name. He said, cast out devils. That is, kick out, throw out, fling off with force. You give them commands. Hallelujah. You got to put the word of God to work. If, for example, the devil is causing you essential tremor, causing your hands, head, trunk, voice, or legs to shake rhythmically, you say, hold on, devil. I belong to the kingdom of Christ, not to the domain of darkness. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, body, I command this anomaly to stop. That'll be the end of that trouble. When you insist, your body will comply because God's word is law. Nothing can resist the power in the name of Jesus. The Lord has given you power, authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the ability of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Satan has no right to run things in your life or in your home or in the lives of your loved ones because you are one with Christ, vested with all power and authority in heaven and in earth to subdue Satan, dominate circumstances, and take charge of your world. Glory to God. Please take this confession with me. The Lord has given me power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the abilities of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt me. Satan has no right to run things in my life or in my home or in the lives of my loved ones, because I've been vested with all power and authority in heaven and in earth. To subdue, dominate, and take charge of my world. Hallelujah. For further study, please read Mark chapter 1, verses 25 to 27 from the Good News Bible, Colossians chapter 2, verse 15, Luke chapter 10, verse 19, and Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27. There's a portion here I'd like you to meditate upon. It says, Satan has no right to run things in your life or in your home or in the lives of your loved ones because you are one with Christ, vested with all power and authority in heaven and in earth. To subdue Satan, dominate circumstances, and take charge of your world. If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send them to me via rhapsody.bolarich.online. I'd like to have a copy of this awesome devotional, so please kindly visit rhapsody.bolarich.online to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking our time once again to listen to this devotional, until I come again your way, here is PB saying, keep making progress. God bless you.